In the story of the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna gives Arjuna his instructions to follow his dharma, irrespective of the fact that he will be killing his relatives, when he tells him all this has already occurred, all this that is has already happened, and these deaths have already existed, and it is destined. So do your dharma. This is somewhat controversial and needs some small explanation, because Lord Krishna saw that the war that happened, the conflict between people, and the outcome of that conflict, including the deaths of different members of each group, was predestined. It indeed already existed. It could not be changed, because the destiny of each person was already set in that circumstance. Each one was committed to their path, and thus the destiny of all would collide. Arjuna's doubt was a reflection of his doubt of Lord Krishna. It was a reflection of his spiritual doubt. Doubt of himself, doubt of his dharma, doubt of the Lord and his guidance. What was to be, would be. There was no changing it. But that moment for Arjuna was a moment of confusion. And as he listened to the words of Lord Krishna, and he saw that all that would be was inevitable, he realized, though he loved his relatives, he could not change the circumstances of this situation, nor could he change his role in it. It was already played out. And understanding the nature of this, he went forward in his part in this drama, in this dance. There are karmas, there are collective as well as individual circumstances in which the ability to change the situation does not really exist. For the situation is predetermined to be as it is. Try as you might to go left instead of right, you will find you are going right anyway. Try as you might, it will come round to the same result. Such is the play of karma, which can be both collective as well as individual. These two families were locked in a battle that could not be resolved, and they had committed themselves to a course which had an inevitable ending. Lord Krishna took upon himself that responsibility for those people and those deaths, and thus he himself died in an ordinary way, shot with an arrow. For he gave approval to this situation, did not intervene to change what could not be changed. For though he could see, were he to change the circumstances, were he to interfere with the destiny of what was to be, the ramifications into the future of the society of people could have been grave indeed. Lord Krishna knew that what must happen, must happen. And so he gave his blessing to those deaths and to that war. But he took upon himself that karma. To have approved these deaths, to have orchestrated that war, a war that could not be changed in the scheme of the world, circumstance, and the people involved. It was a situation that brought to light the forces of darkness and of light, the forces of stagnancy and the forces of progress. That which lives with Dharma and is guided by the force of the infinite, by the Sadguru, and that which opposes Dharma and would promote self-interest and self-service. And people aligned themselves accordingly, good people. But they aligned themselves with different forces. And so, for the welfare of all, the war was inevitable. And the outcome preordained. So that is why Arjuna could not do other than his duty. His choice was not there. Would he throw down his bow? Still, the outcome would be the same. But he himself would not have done what was his destined role. The story of this battle is not simply a battle between warring families, but it is a story of the battle that rages inside each and every person. The battle between the forces fighting under the guidance and love of the Satguru for truth and welfare, and the forces that would relish power and greed. That battle lies within each person. Finding the guru in your heart of hearts, letting the Lord of the universe be there for you in your heart of hearts, by whatever name you know him or her, letting that Divine One guide your life and dedicating your life in the service and listening to the guidance of that infinite beloved of your heart. That is the way to true knowledge. That is the way to peace. But when the mind wants to relish enhancing your life, enhancing your wealth, enhancing your prestige, with an underlying greed, then that path of Dharma becomes obscured. This battle goes on in each and every person. And which side have you cultivated? Have you been willing to stand for Dharma? And slay the demons in the mind? Greed and lust, self-aggrandizement, fear. Fear is the number one demon. From fear, all else arises. For if you are not afraid of not being good enough, not having enough, you don't need to move towards that. So, Sri Krishna, guiding Arjuna, gave him permission to stand for truth. But the play of that battle was one already determined. As the play of all karmas are already determined, for past, present, and future lie in one eternal whole within the mind of the infinite. You are all the children of the great. Let the Lord of Lords live in your heart and guide your mind. Let the Sadguru be ever the guiding force of your life, that you may stand for Dharma. All right, are there questions? All right, let's go.